And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your morning bumper-to-bumper pleasure, another edition of the award-winning Choose Your News, heard exclusively on WPGC. And now your master of ceremonies, Dude Walker.
My, what a fancy introduction this morning.
Yeah, we're hot.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous. It's too much for me to handle. All right, you go right ahead with those numbers.
All right, number one, sir.
Number one is train reaction.
Number two.
Number two, Australia. Why so cranky?
And number three.
Here's pie in your eye.
Number, which is the one that we've been skipping the last couple days?
The one that's been around the longest.
Right.
It started back on the 13th. Would have been 6 days ago. Train reaction has been around quite a while.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Train reaction?
Yes, sir.
See, the reason you don't like this one, because the headline isn't that provocative.
Go ahead, Lionel Breath. Let's hear it.
You liked Bibles in the Buff yesterday.
Well, yeah.
You're disgusting.
Me and those ladies from CMP in Baltimore. We got to stick together.
Well, all right. Train reaction. It's a better story than you think, Lou.
Let's hear it.
It, of course, happened in England, where all these weird kind of stories seem to happen.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine this now. A horse-drawn cart of scrap, it's full of scrap, came up behind a motorcyclist at a railroad crossing gate, which was down to allow a train to pass by. Now, the horse drooled on the cyclist. Imagine that, horse is drooling. Drooled on the cyclist, and that threw back his elbow into the horse's face. Of course, that meaning he let go of his clutch, you see. Not the horse, the guy on a motorcycle.
Right.
And the motorcycle lurched into the car in front of it. Meanwhile, the horse, having been socked in the face, reared up, dumped the load of scrap onto the car behind it, which rolled backwards under the weight and rammed the front of yet another car in line. Now, a passing dog walker saw this going on, so he tied his terrier to the railroad gate and wanted to help out. But the train had passed, and the gate went up, and the dog went 20 feet in the air by his neck. The dog's owner started shouting, "Get that thing down there!" So they lowered the gate, and he came down and landed on the roof of a Mercedes-Benz.
You're kidding.
They're still sorting that one out. I like that story. Train reaction
dog
in London.
Walker. Mm. How's the dog doing, by the way?
I have no answer on that one.
No.
It's probably...
Doggy like this.
Barking like that.
Bark, bark.